USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump uses his weekly address to promote the administration's job growth efforts. As U.S. employers added 157,000 jobs in July.
When we invest in our workers, we are investing in our people. We are investing in our communities, and we are investing in the American dream.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Southeast Asian leaders in Singapore at the ASEAN summit this weekend. Secretary Pompeo says a nuclear-free North Korea remains a top priority for the United States. And he says Washington has become aware of reports that Russia has been allowing for joint ventures with North Korean firms and granting new work permits for North Korean guest workers. Actions that, if true, Secretary Pompeo says would violate a U.N. Security Council resolution.
I want to remind every nation that has supported these resolutions that this is a serious issue and something that we will discuss with Moscow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he remains confident in North Korea's commitment to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization is one that I think we have all known would take some time. But I must say, from my meetings here, the world is united in seeing this achieved.
The motive behind the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history may remain a mystery forever. Authorities in Las Vegas have issued their final criminal investigative report on last October's shooting on the Vegas Strip. And there's still no clear understanding as to what drove gunman Stephen Paddock to open fire from his 32nd floor hotel room window.
An interview with his doctor indicated signs of a troubled mind, but no troubling behavior that would trigger a call to law enforcement.
That's Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo. In 11 minutes, Paddock fired more than 1,000 bullets, killing 58 people and wounding hundreds more. Two court rulings dealt setbacks to the Trump administration's immigration policy Friday, a federal judge ruling that the administration must restore DACA, and a federal judge ruled against the government's bid to enlist outside charities to reunite families separated at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Cook County judge said Friday he'll wait until jury selection to determine if a fair jury can be picked for Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, putting off a decision on whether his trial should be moved because of extensive publicity until then.
My findings are is that the motion for change of venue is going to be entered and continued. The final determination will be whether there's a fair trial in Cook County will be voir dire examination. All right? That's my finding here.
According to WLS, the unexpected ruling by the judge came after an all-day hearing at which experts for the defense and prosecution sparred and lawyers argued over the issue for nearly 6 hours. The veteran officer is charged with first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old. A Smith College employee who called campus police this week to report that a black student relaxing in a common area looked out of place has not been put on leave. The school confirmed Friday that the employee is on leave pending the outcome of an external investigation. About 100 escaped goats munched on manicured lawns in Idaho's capital city before being rounded up and hauled away Friday morning. Brooklyn Jarvis says she woke up to the weird scene in her neighborhood.
I just woke up. My mom sent me this picture of a bunch of goats on our street, and she's like, "You're missing the craziness out here. There's like 50 goats loose." So I like put on some clothes and I ran out, and there's like 100 goats on our street.
The owner of We Rent Goats told KBOI that the 118 goats were grazing in a nearby retention pond when they broke through the fence and went to explore. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.